All right, it's time for bulletin board number two on Transitions Radio Magazine. And let me just quiet this down here a little. Again, yours truly, reading from the Joe's newsletter, number 55, August 2011. If you stop in at our restaurant of choice at the corner of Rodeo and Zia Roads, you can hang out with a variety of newsletters. And this is a particular one, also is kind of an anthology. But one of the things we don't talk about that we've had the good pleasure of having at Joe's is their handmade French chocolate truffles. I mean, this is authentic stuff. If you're a chocolate fan, you're going to love it because it has been quoted as being close to the divine. Now, I can't speak to that, but who do you know you wouldn't like to give a bag of truffles? It comes in a little fancy red bag. That's Joe's at the corner of Rodeo and Zia Roads, or have one for dessert. I'm the truffle guy.
All right, your French roots are coming through. Ecoversity.org features highlights from the Yale Forum on Religion and Ecology. View videos of Bill McKibben, Thomas Berry, and others as they discuss the relationship between religion and the environment and the evolving religious consciousness, which considers the natural world sacred. Visit ecoversity.org today.
Music Under the Mesa in Row, that's coming up. They invite you to a Saturday night open mic music event and a Sunday afternoon concert with reggae master Pato Bantin. That's this coming weekend, August 27th and 28th, all for a $25 donation for the band. There's free camping for the weekend, food available from the Caribbean Kitchen. For details and directions, go to the website www.musicunderthemesa.com. That's musicunderthemesa.com. And as I said earlier, we have Pato Bantin taking us out at the top of the, 9:50 or about. We'll play him as we get 10:50.
Okay.
Well, it'll be the last set of the show.
All right. Stick around for that. Reach Santa Fe One Heart's quality reading audience and expand your customer base. Find unique, enriching local content with a global awareness. Call Santa Fe One Heart at 505-466-2624. That's 466-2624. Or visit santafeoneheart.com.
Don't let the Cerrillos Road construction in front of Santa Fe Mazda Volvo make your vehicle purchase a little uncomfortable. There are solutions from the low price leader in northern New Mexico, Mazda Volvo, with the best selection of used cars and trucks with a $3 million inventory. You can shop online now, santafecars.com. Call for a test drive. They'll deliver the car to your door. Or call 800-671-2301. Tell them what you want.
All right, a reminder about, and instead of my classes, I'm going to talk about the Huffington Post. I got a new one up about a week ago. It's on our website, transradio.com. If you just scroll down a little bit on the homepage, the link is on the right side. And the title of this one is Digging for Truth, How Deep Are You Willing to Go? Using a little archaeological metaphor there for some inner work. So enjoy the post.
All right. We're driving a Volvo. I mentioned that. I thought we'll do a quiz, though.
Okay.
I'm going to give you as many clues as I can.
Thank you.
This is from my cousin Jeff. He sends me all this good stuff. And the blessed are the cracked, for they let in the light. 29 lines to make you smile. What would you say a hangover is the wrath of?
A hangover is the wrath of?
Fill in the blank. A hangover is the wrath of?
Booze.
That's close. Grapes.
Okay.
So, the grapes are wrath.
Got
the
it.
Wrath
of now grape. I see all what right. he's doing. Okay. Got it. I'll be ready for the next one.
All right. We'll see. Maybe we'll save one for the next bulletin board. All right. Here's a featured guest, Clifford Carnicom, on TRM and 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. All right, Clifford Carnicom in the studio. We keep leaving you off with these hanging, I was going to say participles, but, we have hanging information of significance around this Morgellons condition, the biology that Clifford has discovered in his research and his science in culturing and examining the blood, or in examining the blood and also doing blood cultures. And just by way of review, what he's determined is that the blood, the red cells are being impaired by this organism that can be attributed to a Morgellons condition around the blood cell, changing its shape, impacting the iron balance.
Binding capacity.
Because of the number of electrons around the iron.
Mm-hmm.
Being changed by apparently the organism, thus less oxygen and other conditions related to that. So let's go right to the health problems if you want to.
Yeah, and that's on, you know, that's on the front edge of the research I'm doing literally in the last few weeks or the last couple months is where I've been working on this. And it's being presented as a thesis, and you'll see that paper developing at the time we're speaking. It's not a trivial issue, and that's why I'm taking it very seriously in terms of this work. At this point, I cannot be led to another conclusion. I'm trying to disprove myself is what it amounts to, and I try to do that in literally scores of ways. I try to find something that's wrong with what I'm saying. But the work is continuing to maintain that position. And, you know, once we open that up, and you know, again, I'm not a doctor. I learn as I go along with my particular background, and I go where I need to go. And it becomes pretty obvious where we need to go. And this is we at this point, where we need to go in terms of learning what is the impact of such an event. Okay, now we can say simple things, and they're true. But it's going to go much deeper than that before we're all done. But on the simplest level, your body, you're not alive without oxygen, right? You are not functioning. You are not alive.
You do not have oxygen. Your
vitality.
Right.
This is your being, okay, is oxygen. And I'm not talking about total deprivation of oxygen. You'd be dead, okay? What I'm talking about is impairment. And in fact, the level of impairment is what I'm actually looking at. And the curious thing is, at this point, is that the level of impairment appears to be at a range where they would call it asymptomatic. It doesn't present anything that would be obvious physically in most cases. But nevertheless, it would scale your vitality down to the level where you would definitely be impaired in your functioning, okay? Whether that's a curiosity or not, I don't know yet, but that's what it indicates. But just start asking the question, if the very essence of your life, okay, is impaired with oxygen, okay, what is the impact going to be? And I'm starting to dig into that too.
So what
are there's no end. There is no end to the story. But it is oxygen is the basis, right, of just about every chemical reaction that's going to take place in the body.
So give us some of the symptoms.
Metabolism.
What are some of the symptoms? One would be
fatigue. Fatigue would be the obvious one.
Okay, fatigue, right?
This is an obvious one, okay? Yeah. It depends how severe this would become. And again, if it's not symptomatic, if it's not that level, those chronic low-lying conditions of fatigue, lack of mental clarity, the ability to process, okay, your metabolism isn't going to work. Toxin removal, transport of nutrients to your system,
immune system,
the whole thing. Okay.
What about iron? You know, I've heard this expression, iron deficiency anemia. Okay, would the iron molecule with not the right number of electrons, a changed molecule, fit into creating an anemic situation?
Well, anemia is its own condition. Again, not being an expert on it, but
okay,
that would be lack. I believe it would be lack of red blood cells. I'm not talking about lack of red blood cells.
Okay.
I'm talking about what you call oxidized iron. You know, curiously enough, as I get into this, it's a consequence of the condition. It's not the condition that I see. It's a consequence of it. But if you start looking at what is the effect of this oxidized iron in your blood, there's a condition that will start to come up. And it's a tongue twister, and I'll see if I can get it. But methemoglobin would be the name of the altered protein. Normally, it would be hemoglobin. When the blood gets altered into the state, it's called methemoglobin, okay? And then the condition would be called methemoglobinemia, okay? I can't promise I can do that again. But this is a condition of that iron atom being oxidized, what they call ferrous to a ferric state. And this is a specific known, this is established in the literature. People want to start doing work on a conventional side. This is a known condition. And start looking into that, okay? And what are the effects of that? I will give you a sense of scale in terms of numbers, what happens there. Our normal body has about up to 1.5%. It is known and expected that up to roughly 1 to 1.5% of our hemoglobin is in this state. It's going to be a part of our bodies. It's normal to have up to 1 to 1.5% of this condition. When you start getting up to about 10% to 15%, this is where your borderline where symptoms will start to show. 15%, this type of thing, one of the symptoms would start to show up is your skin might turn a little bit more blue than it would normally look, okay, because your blood's not getting the oxygen that it needs. But that's starting to get a little bit more severe. If you get numbers like 40% or 30%, you're in pretty bad shape. There's no way around it. You're in really serious trouble. And if it's 70%, you're dead, okay? The numbers, and again, this is really tentative, but the numbers I'm looking at right now are, I'm looking at this range of, right now the number is 7% that I'm looking at. I'm looking at this range that we'd, what you would call asymptomatic. It'd be below the threshold of, let's say, obvious detection, but above the level of normality, okay, or normalcy.
Which is why this might not show up in conventional blood.
And again, I'm not a doctor, but from a research side, this is the range at which the examination is focusing.
Briefly, in the list here, and then I do want to go to solutions. Talk about the pH balance as related to this, because a lot of people know that if you're too acid, you got a lot of problems too, and it creates a disease environment.
Yeah, this has tied in very strongly with the research over the years, and the way that that knowledge evolved was through the studies of the cultures. Again, the cultures are instrumental in terms of access to study and knowledge, and in the cultures, it takes a while for things to settle in sometimes, but as I'm spending time with these cultures, one of the questions that you're always asking is, why are they growing? Why are they growing in these conditions? Okay, and so you start to examine the conditions that they're growing in. And maybe it took too long, I don't know, but it's just a part of the process. But certainly there was a dawning one day when I realized that these cultures are actually growing in a very acidic environment. And then you start doing research on acidity in a body and pH, and what you will learn is that most biology, grows within a certain range of pH. It's a part of that, that habitat, that environment of that particular organism. So that now becomes a real point of interest and focus, right? Is, okay, what is this pH? And the question would be, well, what if you altered your pH? Could it affect the growth of this organism? And we can talk for quite some time about that, but I actually will just lead into this, what I'm calling a set of six right now, and really it should be seven. But pH has come to be absolutely instrumental in this, because one will learn that acidity is indeed an environment which fosters a lot of diseases, a lot of chronic diseases. And again, the research goes where it needs to go. I didn't know that ahead of time, but the conditions are actually ideal, okay, for deterioration of the human system when you look at the blood impairment and the acidity and these type of things, okay?
Talk about these six potential aids or solutions to bring the blood back into pH balance, and also to allow the iron molecules to have the two electrons instead of going mutant.
Yeah, again, with the usual caveats, right, of medical not diagnosis here. I refer to these as strategies. And what happens here is that, unfortunately, I feel many of us in our world nowadays, we're accustomed to, we really just want a pill. We want our problems in life to go away by taking a pill, and it's all over with. But as I have become involved in trying to find remedies to this, first of all, some criteria that I would have is I'm after things that are accessible to us, first of all. And I don't particularly see pharmaceutical drugs as being our solution to problems.
Amen.
We do have to get to our core of our problems, and that's been an evolution for me as well. But access and affordability are certainly important to me. And so this is a part of how this has evolved, is a list of what I call strategies that we can consider. And what they truly mean is they mean a change in life. And this is hard for all of us, myself, as you start to examine yourself. It actually forces a change. If you really care about what is being learned here, it calls for a change in our lives and literally what we do. And I'm not saying that's easy, but it is what it is. And this list right now of strategies has evolved as the following. Again, qualified, no medical advice. First one would be alkalizing the body. If something's acidic and things don't do too well there, then change it. And you change it by becoming more alkaline, okay?
And books have been written about this.
There are scores of books about all of these things if you actually look at it. And we're actually talking about general health here, not even something specific, but it ties in. Second one that came up, and all of these, by the way, came up as a result of direct research. This is not a thing of just saying, oh, I hope this works, or this is an idea. All of these are in response to actual observation or analysis of some way from a research point of view. The second one would be that of antioxidation. Free radicals cause problems, and the way to get rid of free radicals is to take antioxidants, okay? And again, I'm not taking and I'm not prescribing, right? Mm-hmm. But look at the role of antioxidants, i.e. vitamins, with respect to taking care of free radicals in your body, and think about what that might do for you. The third one is if, and again, iron, you need to talk to your own medical professional. Just take this as general information from a research point of view. But the point would be this. If you have iron in your body and you know this iron is supposed to do something for you, then help your body use the iron you have, okay? No one's talking about taking iron. I'm not talking about taking anything. I'm saying learn. Learn what's being talked about here and learn how your body needs iron and learn how to take advantage of what you have. This would be the first thing. I'll give you a little clue. You can find this all in the literature. It's not just me. Vitamin C helps with the absorption of iron in our body. Okay? Guess what? Vitamin C is also an antioxidant. That's one that can do double-decker duty, okay, in terms of being helpful to us. Linus Pauling was not off track on some of the things he was saying. The next one, got to close it right now.
We're going to go to another segment.
We are.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What number were we on here?
I'm on 4 out of 6. I almost made it.
Okay. Well, I want to come back. We'll conclude. All right. Clifford Cornicom.
We'll be back next week with the final segment with Clifford, a very passionate researcher. Let's see. We are time for another break here, and we'll be back with fine music set for you. So here we go on Transitions Radio Magazine in 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. We'll be back in a minute.
Joe's Restaurant blends fine dining with uncompromising food quality, not to mention their activist touch expressed with vigor in their free newsletters. That's why you'll often hear us say it's our Santa Fe restaurant of choice.
As Sheila boldly epiphanizes in a recent Joe's newsletter, quote, "Food, real food with all its nutrients and enzymes intact, cannot be mass-produced. It fails on the compassion meter and on the nutrition meter, and beyond that, it has become dangerously unpredictable," end of quote. The rest you'll have to read for yourself.
And while you're there enjoying Joe's food over the latest newsletter rants, reflect on this. You're supporting a commitment to local sustainable food production, now serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day except Mondays with a Sunday brunch of excellence. Joe's, where local farming and great food come together at Rodeo and Zia Roads in Santa Fe.
Ecoversity at ecoversity.org is the online resource for everything sustainable. Yes, thousands of people from all over the world are tuning in to ecoversity.org every day.
Find out why. For example, over 1,000 videos are available on subjects ranging from beekeeping to using algae for food and fuel. Or specifically watch the film Green Patriarch, now on Ecoversity's TV page. As Father Bartholomew of the film says, quote, "Within a single generation, we could steer the earth toward our children's future. Let that generation start now with God's help and blessing."
Visit online at www.ecoversity.org or call 505-424-9797 for information about programming, events, or to schedule a tour. That's 424-9797.
Don't let the Cerrillos Road construction in front of Santa Fe Mazda Volvo make your vehicle purchase a little uncomfortable. There are solutions from the low price leader in northern New Mexico, Santa Fe Mazda Volvo, with the best selection of used cars and trucks, a $3 million inventory.
First, if you don't want to deal with the traffic problems, shop their website at santafecars.com. If you find something that you're interested in driving, email off the website or call 800-671-2301, and Santa Fe Mazda Volvo will bring the vehicle to you for a test drive. Also, enjoy a complimentary lifetime limited powertrain warranty on used vehicles with under 100,000 miles and drive forever worry-free.
We're now driving a Volvo with that lifetime powertrain warranty, so explore their selection of new and used vehicles at santafecars.com. Click and print your $250 internet coupon. Bring it in for your savings as well as to get a free Carfax report at 2704 Cerrillos Road. Again, online at santafecars.com or call 800-671-2301. Either way, it's Santa Fe Mazda Volvo for a change you're gonna love.
98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, bringing you the second annual Free Ride Festival at the Angel Fire Bike Park all day long today. The lift's operating until 5 o'clock in the park, which means you can throw your bike on the back of the lift and then ride on down the mountain. Now, all you have to do to participate in Free Ride Festival activities is show a valid full-day bike park ticket or a 2011 Gravity Pass, and you can register and sign an event waiver and get a wristband at the Free Ride Festival booth, which is right outside the bike shop. AngelFireBikePark.com will get you a map up here and all the information you may need. And remember, there's even a place for the little kids to be able to ride their bike in safety, so they won't be getting in the way of all the hardcore bikers. Meantime, we'd love to see you up here. Beautiful weather today. Angel Fire Bike Ride Bike Park with the Free Ride Festival, the second annual one. I'm Ira Gordon, broadcasting for 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Now back to Transitions Radio Magazine.
Here's an incredible deal. The upcoming Energy Medicine Conference, Expanding Horizons of Wellness in Santa Fe, September 14th through the 18th, is offering an amazing two-for-one registration special only for TRM listeners.
This year's conference, held at the Fort Marcy Suites Conference Center near downtown, features thought leaders from around the world presenting cutting-edge energy-based techniques for pain reduction, emotional release, weight loss, peak performance, and spiritual growth. The two-for-one deal brings the conference rate down to less than $225 per person, and it's a packed five-day conference that includes two catered meals and more.
To lock in your two-for-one discount, just go to the conference website, energyk.org, and register. Type your name along with the letters TRM in the name field of the registration form. You'll get contacted to manually register the second person free. This special two-for-one deal is limited to space available, so don't wait. Go to energyk.org and register now.
Just a quick addendum to that. There, not only is a two-for-one valid, there's also a single day and half day special reduced price too. So all that information at energyk.org. And Robin Benson of Santa Fe Soul is one of the keynoters speaking locally. All right, what's that expression? Whole brain radio we have here. Rest your left hemisphere, engage your right, relax, enjoy the music. Here is Eileen Jewell. I Remember You, Queen of the Minor A Key is the name of the album, Signature Sounds, the label, and she's coming to town to give you details here on the back announce of the music.
Full of broken bones. I tried to bring you cigarettes. You said, just leave me alone. I remember you. You were locked in a padded room. tried to teach you solitaire. You just hollered at the moon. I remember you. I remember you. I remember you. We were Bonnie and Clyde. We thought we'd go down in history. I guess we changed our minds. You're 100 worlds away now. I'm sure it's for the best. You're practically a stranger now, but you stand out from the rest. 'Cause I remember you. I remember you. The stories of your scars. We kept each other's secrets and slept in empty cars. I remember you. I showed you how to kiss. I let you shoot my hats off, 'cause I knew you wouldn't miss. And I remember you. I remember you. I remember you. Talked in tongues of a kinship we could only deny. Now you think you're anonymous, a masked face without a name. But I know you're one of us. Underneath, you're still the same. I remember you. I remember.
Lies, lies, sweet little lies. When I cannot bear the truth, you tell me lies, 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 sweet little lies. Help me make them all come true. Tell me that the rain won't fall today. Man lost his way. Tell me that the hurting ain't gonna hurt no more.
No, it ain't gonna hurt no more.
Tell me that somebody stopped the war.
Please tell me.
Tell me lies, 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 sweet little lies. When I cannot bear the truth, lies, 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 sweet little lies. Help me make them all come true. I say yeah, 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 yeah. I say yeah, 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 yeah. Tell me that the whole world's wonderful.
Yes, it is.
Tell me that the bank account's too full. Tell me that we all got plenty of time.
time, time. Tell me something. Tell me that I ain't gonna lose my mind. Lift me up now. Tell me lies, lies, lies. Sweet little lies. When I can't bear the truth. Tell me lies, lies, lies. Lies. Help me make them all come true. And you know I'm just a man with my heart in my hand. You tell me things at home when ghosts won't leave me alone. And even though I got no plans, or I'm on the run from the man, you just hold on to. Just hold on to me. Every time I need a prayer, every time I need to share, every time I need someone to hold on to, you tell me lies, lies, lies. Sweet little lies. When I can't bear the truth. When I can't bear the truth. You tell me lies, lies, lies. Sweet little lies. Sweet little lies. Help me make them all come true. Help me make them all come true. Help me make them all come true. Help me make. Help me make them all come true. Help me, help me, help me, help me. Help me make them all come true.
When I can't stand the pain.
Help me make them all come true. Help me make them all come true. Help me, help me. Tell me that the whole world's wonderful, yeah.
Music on Transitions Radio Magazine and 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe from Michael Franti and Spearhead. Sweet Little Lies, the name of the track from Yell Fire. Before that, Eileen Jewell, I Remember You from Queen of the Minor Key. And Eileen Jewell is coming to the Santa Fe Performance Exchange. Look for her on Tuesday, August 30th. It's a 7:30 p.m. show. $15 in advance and $18 at the door. Again, for full details, go to santafeperformanceexchange.org. Alan Huttner and Levy Ben Shmuel here hosting you as we're about to wrap things up. We have a final bulletin board, a lot of good information on it, and we're going to do that right after I tell you for the last time before this upcoming 30th Annual Transformation and Healing Conference. It's Wednesday, August 24th. That's a few days from now through Sunday. Who is presenting at Southwestern College? Bonnie Badenoch on Building a Therapeutic Pathway with the Brain in Mind. Lee Cartwright on Instinctual Trauma. Carol Frank and Sue Schaefer on Grief in the Body, Feel It to Heal It. Diane Haug on The Wisdom of Breath, Integrating Body, Mind, and Spirit. Lauren Hager on Three Brains, One Mind, From Separation to Connection. Jason Holly does on Shame and Self-Forgiveness, Soul, Body, and Brain, and Carol Parker will talk about the healing power of ceremony. CECs are available. For details, call Southwestern College at 505-471-5756, 471-5756, or go to swc.edu.
All Seasons Gardening horticultural specialist is pleased to celebrate 1 year of serving the Santa Fe area, located at 1228 Parkway Drive on the corner of Rufina and Parkway. All Seasons Gardening stocks New Mexico's largest selection of nutrients from House and Garden, Botanicare, Advanced Nutrients, Fox Farm, Age Old Organics, Dutchmaster, and more.
Plus soil and soil-less grow mediums, containers, lamps, ballasts, hoods, film, organic seeds, organic pest control, plumbing, irrigation, ventilation, and additional growing accessories with warranties on most hardware and an expert and friendly staff on hand to help with your questions.
Ask about special orders, their new selection of greenhouses, and custom design and quotes on grow systems. At All Seasons Gardening, why buy it when you can grow it? Call 505-438-4769 or online at allseasonsgardeningstore.com. Open every day, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6, and Sunday, 11 to 5.
98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe inviting you out to the Angel Fire Bike Park for the second annual Free Ride Festival. There's been an entire weekend of activities going on, including a concert by The Strange last night, all kinds of events, a beer garden, a potato sack race, biking contests of all kinds. And what we'd like you to do is come on up today and enjoy the afternoon. The lifts are operating until 5 o'clock in the bike park. There's plenty of prizes up for grabs. And if you have any festival questions, all you have to do is call 377-4293 or angelfirebikepark.com. Online will get you all you need to know, including a map to get on up here. And to participate, you just show a valid full-day bike park ticket or a 2011 Gravity Pass, and that'll be all you need. And then you get a wristband over at the Free Ride Festival booth that'll let you take part in all the activities and have a fun day with your entire family. Make sure to not leave anybody behind. Bring them all up here. I'm Ira Gordon. Been a pleasure spending part of the morning with you. We'll get back to Transitions Radio Magazine now on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
And that is us. Thanks, Ira. Biker Little took us off or whatever. And we'll.
This is good music to bike to also.
Yeah, we'll bring you to the biking bulletin board here. And I don't know. There's what I need right now. I got to say this like that. We are experiencing the irreversible effects of man-made climate change. 2010 was the highest year on record worldwide. 2011, by the end, looks like it'll be warmer. And I have a little trivia from Yes Magazine on this in a minute. You can visit ecoversity.org for a variety of articles and talks about this urgent issue. Ecoversity's case focus page explores climate chaos and a host of other important environmental subjects. So immediately visit ecoversity.org, maybe after the show, and or at your earliest convenience. This ties into, I just got hot off the press, the new issue of Yes Magazine, Fall 2011. We're big fans of this publication. You can go to yesmagazine.org for info and to sign up for a subscription. But speaking about global climate change, the percentage of Americans who, when surveyed, considered climate change to be real.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's I would say 40%.
74.
Oh, really?
Of Americans, yeah.
Oh, maybe I have the...
You had the...
I got something else.
Yeah, you're thinking of the Republicans. Right? Percentage of Americans who considered global warming to be real.
I thought we just did that.
That was climate change. Now global
warming. Global warming?
Yeah.
How about 70%?
That's close. Very close. In fact, that's close enough. 68. The percentage of Republicans who considered climate change to be real.
38%.
And that's 60. But you're on the right track. Percentage of Republicans who consider global warming to be real.
38%.
44%.
Okay.
That's good.
I knew one of them was close to 40. Okay.
All right. And as Ira said, now back to the bulletin board.
Yeah. Santa Fe Soul offers ongoing yoga and movement classes weekly in the sunroom. Learn to shed stress, slow down, and relax with our specialized yoga classes, including gentle yoga, prenatal yoga, hatha yoga, and yoga for coping with post-traumatic stress. Join our Qigong and Tai Chi and Nia classes and improve your balance, gain strength, and much more. Visit SantaFeSoul.com for more information or call 505-474-8555.
Ana Cortez is the author and co-creator of the Playing Card Oracles, an original system of divination using beautifully illustrated playing cards. They are incredible and illustrated by her dad, Mr. Freeman. Anyway, you can listen to Ana's weekly feature Oracle Speak right here on TRM in the 9 o'clock hour. And for personal readings and information on her original work, go to anacortez.com. That's A-N-A-C-O-R-T-E-Z.com.
Music Under the Mesa in Row invites you to a Saturday night open mic music event and a Sunday afternoon concert with reggae master Pato Bantan. We'll be playing one of his tracks just in a few minutes. It's this coming weekend, August 27th and 28th, all for a $25 band donation. There's fee camping for the weekend with food available from the Caribbean Kitchen. For details and directions, go to musicunderthemesa.com.
And Sheila, one of the proprietors along with Roland of Joe's Restaurant, puts out the newsletter every month, and we're running towards the end of August here, so I want to do a little more out of the August 2011 number 55. And Sheila says the preeminent food subject is also the most potentially cataclysmic food issue of all. Genetically modified or engineered organisms, as they're called, GMOs and GEs, they're big on it at Joe's Restaurant. You won't find them there. Unless they're hidden in the crack scope. Yeah. No GMOs at Joe's. No GMOs at Joe's were at all possible. And she recommends Seeds of Destruction by F. William Engdahl and Seeds of Deception by Jeffrey Smith. That gem needs to go up here, and I need to get you the information. Let me make a commitment that it'll be up within the next few days on our website. That featured guest. So, you know the word. Eat at Joe's, our restaurant of choice, corner Rodeo and Zia Roads.
Reach Santa Fe One Heart's quality reading audience and expand your customer base. Find unique, enriching local content with a global awareness. Call Santa Fe One Heart at 505-466-2624. That's 466-2624. Or visit santafeoneheart.com.
And, we are driving a... I'm going to tell you, it's a used Volvo from Santa Fe Mazda Volvo that has just been a kick. It had under 100,000 miles, so we got their lifetime warranty. And we don't buy new cars because we believe in recycling. And this car is a lot of fun. You can get the same lifetime powertrain warranty. You can also avoid the serious traffic. You don't have to go there while, all that construction's going on. By going to the website, santafecars.com, and then you can call them at 800-671-2301, and they'll bring the car to your door for a test drive.
Very convenient.
So.
All right, I'd like to invite you to my classes at Santa Fe Soul, Monday nights, Yang style, Tai Chi Chuan. Even though Tai Chi is in essence a martial art, it is an amazing way to learn how to relax and get stronger at the same time. Beginners are always welcome. And Tuesday night is my Kabbalah class, Kabbalah's 10 Paths to True Power. We use Kabbalah's Tree of Life as a way to delve into our deepest nature and divine love. Both classes start at 7:05, go for an hour. First class is free. For details, you can call me at 505-670-4312 or visit santafesoul.com.
And an upcoming guest on Transitions Radio Magazine and dear friend Nina Brown will be airing next month. But she does Ascend with the Dolphins. These are a gathering of golden dolphin conversations. It's monthly, held on the first Sunday of every month from 1 to 4 in the Skylight Room at Bishop's Lodge Ranch Resort. RSV is required to nina@crystalsinger.com. That's nina@crystalsinger.com. And stay tuned, and I'll give you the date on when she's going to be on about her book, Returning Love to Planet Earth. If you'd like to list on the bulletin board, give us a call, 505-466-2616, 466-2616. Next week on TRM, Philip the Slip discusses the Kabbalion, the definitive edition, an esoteric work based on the seven hermetic principles attributed to the little-known Hermes. When you hear those seven principles, they're going to blow your mind, Lee, because the whole New Age has been built around them, including... The secret and law of attraction, all that. It's attributed to Hermes, who was thought to be a Greek god, but also walked on the earth too. So anyway, that's next week. We'll also have more with certified classical homeopathist Jonna Shiloh on her self-help healing system of imprinting water, and more with Clifford Carnicom. We'll conclude that, researching that common underlying organism of Morgellon's condition. You know the drill.
Help make a better world. Tell your friends and perceived enemies where to find us anytime, 24/7 on the web at www.transradio.com.
And as we say about Whole Brain Radio, rest your left hemisphere, engage your right with some really good music here. Pato Bonten, Mama Nature. This has got a great message from Life is a Miracle. He is part of the music under the Mesa. Did you do
that? Yeah, we just did that one.
Yeah. Give that website again, so just so you'll know. After the music, you'll fall in love with him. You want to go see him. Here's the website for directions and information.
MusicUnderTheMesa.com.
Okay, and we'll follow him with some Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars. Yeah, Mercy, two reggae songs. Have a good week.
$1 million gun salute. Respect due. Might sound cute, but at the truth. Watch this man. He says. State of emergency. People believe me. Look what we're doing to the land and seas, the plants and trees. Take a look at the atmosphere. Oh Lord, pollution everywhere. Seems like some of us just don't care. While so many are living. Can make this world a little better, better. We want all the people, people, people on the land to make a little contribution towards Mama, Mama Nature. Yeah.
I see.